Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that immediately precedes ours. And, of course, I want to encourage everyone to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited at noon, the show that comes right after us. I want to thank my show's producer, Manny, for all his fine work. I want to encourage everyone to go out and visit the American Open Currency Standard website and to build yourself a barter network. Especially want to thank my listeners who send me all the material I talk about on my show every week. And out of those who sent me information this week, I especially want to give a shout out to Carl, who wrote to me about unincorporated associations, which is part of the subject of today's show. And today is June the 19th, 2010. And on a personal note, today is my 28th wedding anniversary. That's right, I've been married for 28 years. And my wife and I had already been dating for 4 years when we married back in June of 1982 on none other than June 19th or Juneteenth. And, of course, Juneteenth is famous for, it's the date of the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, the excuse that Abraham Lincoln used to take the Civil War was the freeing of the slaves. And in my opinion, actually, the more accurate description of the Civil War is the war designed to enslave all Americans. Again, I've talked about this before. And there was no such thing as the corporate United States until after the Civil War, which, by the way, was created in the form of a trust corporation. And then the Congress used an ex post facto law to say that no other trust corporation of this type could be formed. And, of course, ex post facto laws are specifically prohibited in the Constitution. So there was no such thing as a citizen of the United States. Every person was born a citizen of whatever land, country, state he was born in. Remember, each of the states of the United States was a separate republic until the corporate United States incorporated each state as a subsidiary of the mother corporation. Then, of course, came the 14th Amendment, which was intended to give the newly freed slaves The 14th Amendment, which was intended to give the newly freed slaves corporate privileges and quasi-rights as newly minted subjects of the new corporation of the United States. And, of course, the 14th Amendment didn't affect most Americans unless you worked directly for the federal government until FDR came out with the New Deal. And as simply as I can state it, the New Deal created a systematic genocide of sovereign state citizens by effectively kidnapping each of us into a foreign jurisdiction immediately after our birth and enrolling us into the social insurance program, Social Security, thereby willing our bodies and estates into the private ecclesiastic corporate trust known as the United States of America, whereby the government is the trustee or manager of said trust, and we, the people, are the beneficial owners or beneficiary of the trust, which gives us the doctrine of government as parent, and we, the people, are effectively the children of the state who have been registered, or in other words, we've been sold into bondage and slavery, whereby we, the people, become the surety of the bankrupt state. In other words, we're tricked into paying interest on the debt that's created when the federal government creates money with the Federal Reserve and then spends it. So in other words, the government has, you know, enslaved us, has chained us into a position where it's now our duty. We become a fiduciary through the adhesive contracts to work for the state and pay it for all the bills that they incur, no matter how they choose.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Buzz Derek, and I know I covered a lot of ground there in the first 4 minutes of the show. Used a lot of big words, but basically what I was saying, and you know, to slow myself down here a little bit, I've had a few cups of coffee this morning, and I'm wound for speed. What I was saying before the break is that what's happened to us, we've been tricked into paying interest on the debt that the federal government has agreed to create with the Federal Reserve. And they've made us a fiduciary. They've enslaved us. They've chained us into this position where, you know, it's our duty to work and then pay all the bills that they, you know, that they make. So effectively, they've stolen your checkbook. And they're spending your money, and they're spending $1.60 for every dollar that they take in. So, of course, this creates an ever-increasing debt that there's no provision made to pay off. And so, in actuality, they claim that this is all, you know, done by our consent, and we all consent by acquiescence by saying nothing. But we really have no say in these decisions, these unilateral adhesive contracts that make us a fiduciary. Again, responsible to pay any and all monies that are called into existence and spent by the federal banksters and the Federal Reserve banksters. And with that said, it brings me to the subject of today's show, and that is bankrupt USA and the courts. And I want everyone out there to be aware that anytime you step into a court of law, that you are one of two things. You're either a debtor, which, you know, 99% of us stepping into court are going to end up being a debtor, or a creditor. And the proceedings in the is a bankruptcy proceeding, because the United States declared bankruptcy back in 1930, and they've never settled the bankruptcy. And so the Federal Reserve remains the receiver of the bankrupt corporate United States. And, of course, they're in bed with their creations, the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund. And I don't know how to make it any clearer than to say it just like this. The bankruptcy of the United States is the single most important issue of our times. And this bankruptcy has literally been used to steal our land, to steal our gold, which is, of course, as I've said before, portable land, and to place us as chattel, as cattle, as slaves, to enslave each and every one of us, and to use us as collateral in the trust that they've set up. Again, by signing up for the Social Security, you place your body and your estate, all that you would have owned, into the trust, and you appoint the federal government as your trustee to administrate for you as your parent. This is the effect of making you the child and then the parent. And the Federal Reserve Bank, have purposely, with malice and aforethought, they did bankrupt this great nation, and the evidence of this conspiracy is in the words of Colonel Mandel House, which I've read before on the show, way back to Woodrow Wilson in 1913. So before any of this happened, they were already planning it, and we have evidence of that because he says, very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property, that's your children, in a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people, notice the word compel, to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register. And register again means being sold into bondage, into slavery, being pledged into the trust, or suffer being unable to work and earn a living. See, what they're saying is if you don't get a Social Security card, you can't work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. And so there you have it. In order for the U.S. government to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, they had to pledge you and I as chattel into the trust under the law of merchant, which again is private law. These are not positive laws put into effect. These are private laws that are adhesive contracts that we've been tricked into. And again, he knew it all along. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent, forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser, for not one man in a million could ever figure our plans, and if by accident one or two should figure it out, we have in our arsenal plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debt to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap to us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will insure us for any loss we may incur, and in this manner, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption, and we will employ the high office of the president of our dummy corporation to foment this plot against America. Now, what I've read is that every attorney and lawyer and every member of the Bar Association takes an oath to not reveal the fact that you are in a bankruptcy proceeding. And apparently, if you ask the judge in court, and I don't know this to be true, I haven't spent any time in court, that he tells you that he's not your lawyer and he can't advise you in this matter and that you should seek counsel. So, again, the greatest single issue today, in my opinion, in American politics is the bankruptcy of the United States. And since the United States declared its bankruptcy, along with Great Britain, France, Germany, Spain, and other European nations together in Born, Switzerland, which is now where the Bank of International Settlements is. This is where the government and the international banksters conspired back in 1928, 1929, and 1930, where, you know, they went to Born and they declared bankruptcy. And, of course, the coup de grace to this deliberate and calculated power grab by the international banksters was the taking of the American people's sovereignty, their state citizenship, and most importantly, their law, which brings us back to gold, and gold is land, and whoever owns the land and the gold, he makes the law. And so what's happened again, the trustees of the trust own the land. You're now given an equitable title to real estate. You no longer own land. And they've converted the republic, which is guaranteed in the Constitution, into a corporate democracy through lawyers and word art and Roman civil law. And we have an oligarchy of international bankers that runs our country now. They run the democracy, and these laws don't even come, they're not even made by the Congress anymore. They come from outside. And I don't think I can say it any better than that. Congress, the Senate, the President, and the Federal Reserve, and their lawyers in the Council on Foreign Relations, they've conspired to enslave the good people of the United States, and the vehicle that they're using is the bankruptcy courts. And through the bankruptcy courts, they've gone about getting a lien on all the land and all the people in the United States. And very simply, they've done this by counterfeiting Federal Reserve notes, which have, by the way, been unconstitutionally adopted by the federal government. And again, I just want to say thanks again to my readers who send me most of this information. This week, this again came from Carl about unincorporated associations. And this put me on the right path to find out where, as we joked last week, where did the white man go wrong? And I can trace it right now, right back to a very specific place. And it goes right back to Colonel Mandel House, because not only was he Woodrow Wilson's wise man, he was FDR's confidential advisor, or again, as the Council on Foreign Relations like to refer to their insiders, as the wise man who advised the president. And he advised FDR to issue, guess what, executive orders that set up the myriad of alphabet soup agencies like the FBI and the CIA and, of course, the always hated IRS as unincorporated associations. But here's the real kicker. He named his buddies as the heads of these agencies, and he delegated the power to write the laws and the bylaws of these unincorporated associations. And all these things are these unilateral adhesive contracts between you and the international bankers who just prey on the people of the United States. Now, you might have missed the point in all that. Where's the wrong turn? The point is, all lawmaking power resides in the Congress. And the president or the executive branch cannot delegate powers that he does not possess. This is positively unconstitutional. This destroys the concept and the practice of the separation of powers clause in the Constitution, because the Constitution says Congress makes all laws. But when the executive issues an executive order and sets up an agency and tells the director of the agency to write the laws of the agency, he can't delegate that power. He doesn't have that power. And of course, FDR did this in the New Deal, and this is your New Deal, all right. They gave it to you with both barrels. They set up all these illegal agencies, and then by coercion and trickery, they got everyone to, you know, fill out their 1040, and they told them they had to fill out the 1040, and they start withholding out of your check. And of course, you know, the IRS, the tax laws were never intended to be used against all Americans. It was only for employees of the federal government. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems. protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a trillion-dollar Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're here on June the 19th, 2010, Juneteenth, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation and Phil's personal wedding anniversary, number 28. Oh my goodness. So, where did the white man go wrong? And again, I can pinpoint it right back to FDR and the New Deal when he started creating the alphabet soup of agencies that we suffer under now, like the EPA and the OSHA, that are, you know, absolutely destroying us with legislation. I mean, I don't think people realize that, you know, the EPA out there has all these laws that they've been making that is effectively going to, in 2014, let somebody come in your house and inspect it for incandescent light bulbs to make sure that you have all fluorescent bulbs in your house and, you know, that you have enough insulation in your roof and that your home meets certain energy standards and that your air conditioner is efficient enough and that you're not using too much electricity and, you know, that you have a smart meter on your house so they can turn your power on and off whenever they want to remotely. And, you know, just on and on and on. And, you know, this whole idea of executive orders, you know, leads me to the subject of the, I believe the number is 67 czars in the unincorporated alphabet soup agencies, like, you know, I just mentioned EPA and OSHA are a couple of them. And these czars, you know, you have to look at the word. What does the word czar mean? Well, the word czar means a very powerful leader, person with great power. But czar itself is a kind of a contraction. It's short for the word commissar. And if we look at the troubled European Union, we see that all the laws come out of Brussels, and The Hague, and that this is all done by these unelected commissars. Funny that we have these unelected commissars who write all the laws now from private, unincorporated agencies around the world. Just absolutely amazing, isn't it? And I wanted to read you another thing here for just a minute about what New Hampshire is doing about all this unconstitutional lawmaking that the federal government's been engaged in. And to that end, they have something called HCR 6 in New Hampshire. And this article is by a fellow by the name of Pat Dollard. And I think everyone should send it, you know, definitely to their state representatives and encourage them to follow New Hampshire's lead and Arizona's lead in taking back power from the federal government. And so here's the pertinent part of HCR 6 from New Hampshire. It says that the several states composing the United States of America are not united on the principle of unlimited submission to their general government, but that by a compact under the style and title of a Constitution for the United States and of amendments thereto, they constituted a general government for special purposes, delegated to that government certain definite powers, reserving each state to itself the residuary mass of right to their own self-government, and that whensoever the general government assumes undelegated power, it acts are unauthoritative, void, and of no force, that to this compact each state acceded as a state as and is an integral party, its co-states forming, as to itself, the other party, that the government created by this compact was not made the exclusive or final judge of the extent of the powers delegated to itself, since that would have made its discretion and not the Constitution the measure of its powers, but that as in all other cases of compact, among powers having no common judge, each party has an equal right to judge for itself, as well of infractions as of the mode and measure of redress, and that the Constitution of the United States, having delegated to Congress a power to 1. Punish treatment, 2. Counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States, piracies, and felonies committed on the high seas, and offenses against the law of nations, slavery, and no other crimes whatsoever, and it being true as a general principle, and one of the amendments to the Constitution, having also declared that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved the states respectively or to the people. Therefore, all acts of Congress which assume to create, define, or punish crimes, other than those so enumerated in the Constitution, are altogether void and of no force, and that the power to create, define, and punish such other crimes is reserved and of right appertains solely and exclusively to the respective states, each within its own territory. And there you have it. So, the states are finally asserting their power and saying to the federal government, look, we gave you a list of things that you can write laws about. And those are the only things that we've delegated you the power. And, you know, I read them before. There's not very many of them. Punish treason, counterfeiting, piracies, felonies on the high seas, and offenses against the laws of nations. And we're to the break at the half hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I'll be taking callers right after the break. Give me a call. Up all night, I waste my time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Positively Unconstitutional. Yes, we're starting a revolution in people's minds. And, you know, I started talking about Obama's czars and, or, you know, executive orders that create these czars. And then I read, you know, what powers were delegated to the federal government and what they were supposed to do. Now, does this sound like, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do? You know, I wouldn't have such a problem with the federal government if they just do the things they're supposed to and not get into all our personal business in every single way you can possibly imagine, but still not do the certain things that they're, you know, supposed to be doing. So you know, you got Richard Holbrooke, the Afghanistan czar. Now, I mean, is that something that was delineated there? I mean, how did this undeclared war in Afghanistan, you know, get declared a czar under an executive order? It's ridiculous. Then we got, Ed Montgomery, the auto recovery czar. How about Jeff Crowley, the AIDS czar? The border czar. The California water czar. The car czar. The central region czar. The domestic violence czar. The drug czar. The economic czar. The energy and environment czar. The faith-based czar. The Great Lakes czar. The green job czar. Guantanamo closure czar, the health czar, the information czar. I didn't hear any of these things mentioned in the delineation of power. I tell you what, it's unfathomable that these people can just do whatever they want and then make laws that you know, put them out of reach of any kind of redress. But I said I was going to take callers after the break, and I'm through with my rant here. I've got caller Lark on line one. Lark, are you with me this morning? Good morning, Lark. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, Phil. I just now nominate you the right to be czar. I'm going to throw your hat in the ring whether you like it or not. Good morning.
The right to be what?
The right to be left alone.
Hey, you know, that is actually an enumerated right that every American has, the right to be left alone. And it doesn't cost the government anything to leave us alone.
I think we should put that in as a cost measure, a cost-saving measure.
You think about it. If all you have to do is write in a letter to the government and say, hey, I want out of the Social Security, I don't want my retirement money, I don't care about the money I put in, just stop taxing me and let me save the money that I make, and, you know, I won't ask for any privileges or any gratuities from the federal government as long as they don't ask for any taxes for me. And, you know, they have plenty of tariffs on business ventures out there. They got plenty of taxes coming in from business. There's no reason they need to tax the individual other than, you know, 1850 Karl Marx, communism.
You know, first of all, Phil, I want to say a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, sir.
I did have the privilege once of meeting your wife, and I have to say that you may be the second luckiest man in the world after myself. So,
you're absolutely right. I've got a hell of a good woman, and I'd hate to do anything to tee her off any more than talking about it. All this already does.
Now, the night I met her, I knew you were a blessed man. Anyway, yeah, I do nominate you as the right to be czar, and I really think you should throw your hat in the ring. You know, recently I was ruminating, I think, on another RBN show, perhaps it was with John Stadmiller, that I think the ideal candidate for public office would be a candidate who declared that he would work for no salary, in fact would not accept a counterfeit currency for his labors. But think about it. Everything that any person connected with government does today, I mean, they just cause more consternation in our lives. Can you imagine one thing that anybody in Congress actually does that benefits you or I at all? I mean, at all.
I can't think of any.
I can't either.
I can't think of anything that they're doing up there in Washington, D.C. that doesn't harm me, that doesn't harm my family, that doesn't harm my children. I mean, literally, the state is waging war on us. I mean,
they are.
The war on drugs. I mean, it's prohibition. I mean, we know from the 1920s that prohibition creates mobs and gangs. It gives them tremendous power. They buy machine guns. They drive around in armored cars. And they, you know, shoot the police. I mean, hey, come on. This is 80 years ago. Didn't we learn that?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, that whole prohibition thing, and I've got a theory that I want to put forth. I want to see what you think about it. But my theory is that the Crown, which is in the City of London, and of course you can glean this information by reading Get to Know the State of Texas at Freedom School, freedom-school.com?
.com, you're right.
Yeah, Jared Kirk's site. And I've seen this information before, but that's such a wonderful site, and ever since you suggested it on air, I have been perusing that site. Well, at least once every other day. And there's such a wealth of information there.
You know, just in the last couple of days, I have read all of Jerry's motions from when he went to court. And it was absolutely fascinating, you know, to see these motions and these pleadings that he's, you know, making requirements of the court. And it's absolutely amazing
that, you know, if you can actually get out of debt and out from under their jurisdiction, you know, what's possible in a court of law. And as he pointed out to me, that on all of these documents, his name, Jerry F. Kirk, is written in not all capital letters, but in capital N small letters. And so, it's kind of amazing. My favorite was one that he wrote to the Department of Motor Vehicles, where he told them that he wanted them to cancel his title, and that he was declaring his vehicle a personal conveyance, and that it was no longer a vehicle. It had a chassis identification number, and they said, we can't, you know, they wrote him back a letter, said, we can't comply with this request. Our machine only has all capital letters in it. And we can't do this because this is how we do it, and we can't comply with your request. And so he wrote him back a nasty letter, said, I didn't make any request. Not one time in my letter did it say request. It said requirement to perform. He said, it's a mandate. I didn't request anything from you. You have to do it. But to make it simpler, here you go. Here's my certificate of title, and I'm revoking it and sending it back to you. So just file it and note that it's been filed and recorded with the state, and, you know, act accordingly.
You know, here's my theory, Phil. My theory is that this country was created under duress by a bunch of people that were dealing with criminals. No less than a mafia-style gang. And that would be the Crown, of which George III was only a member of the Middle Kingdom, or the Middle Temple, we should say,
right,
within the city of London. And then during the time of Prohibition, the criminals got together and decided to make it a law to force everybody else not to get in the middle of their new racket. And then they started bringing in whiskey from Canada through the Crown. Because remember, Canada is a crown colony of England still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have is kind of like that Masonic expression, as above, so below. We got the Crown above, and then we've got the organized gangs of the 30s, right about the time that they created the thing called the FBI, who essentially looked the other way while the real criminals were taking over the government, and they were out chasing moonshiners out in the middle of Kentucky somewhere, running down bank robbers who...
And, you know, it's my personal opinion that, you know, this Hamid Karzai, you know, our puppet in Afghanistan, and of course his brother is the leading drug warlord, you know, that our CIA is in business with them, because if you look at history, you know, only 10 years ago in 2000, when Taliban controlled Afghanistan, I mean, they outlawed heroin, and the opium didn't come out of there. Now that we're in control, 90% of the world's opium comes out of there, and it's all traded for gold at the Hong Kong banks, and, you know, this is the secret black money for our covert operations for the CIA and the FBI and, you know, wherever else they can filter that unseen money to.
Well, yeah, I have a theory that it was, you know, the French, when they had control of Indochina, you know, they were creating the heroin down there in the so-called Golden Triangle of Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we stayed in Vietnam is because we took over the heroin racket, or at least our CIA did. So now we've got organized criminals running our lives. And everybody that wants to run for public office, as far as I'm concerned, decided to throw in with the criminals. What do you think about that, Phil?
Well, you know, I don't think you're far off. And, you know, it seems clear to me when we look at, you know, the forgotten 13th Amendment that says no titles of nobility, and then we consider what I was talking about a little bit earlier, the separation of powers that's built into the Constitution. And then we look at all the congressmen or senators are officers of the court. So where's the separation between the legislative and the judicial branches if the legislators are officers of the judicial branch? Well, that defeats the separation of powers. And if the president can delegate lawmaking power to unincorporated associations,
Well, I mean, that defeats the whole purpose of giving all the lawmaking power to the Congress and then telling them that you can't be a lawyer, be in Congress and make the laws because, of course, you're an officer of the court, which is the judicial branch. So, you know, you're right. It's criminals. Criminals are running the government. They're making the laws, and they're making it legal by saying, oh, you know, it's the will of the people.
Well, and then think about this, too. I mean, in all honesty, can you honestly say that there's anybody that's either qualified or even competent to represent you personally? At least in Washington or down in Austin. I honestly don't think any of these people are qualified nor competent enough to represent me because, frankly, I just can't imagine permitting a criminal to represent me and somehow make rules to govern my own life.
Well, you know, I got from a Mr.
Even the ones that think they're doing good.
oh, absolutely, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, it's so ridiculous that I just got a Republican leader survey in the mail from Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, and they ask all these leading questions about, you know, do you believe the Republican Party must oppose efforts to massively increase the federal deficit? And, of course, the answer will, well, yes. But, I mean, my question to Mitch is, what happened the last 8 years when we sent George Bush, our representer, who's supposed to represent everything that's in the Republican platform, to the American people? Is that what he did? You know, he ran on a part, you know, small government. You know, humble foreign policy. Then he goes and he starts two wars. He increases the federal deficits to $500 billion a year. And now I got the Republican leader asking me, do we need to oppose massive federal deficits? Well, hell, we had the White House for 8 years. Did we oppose it? You know, he was supposed to represent the platform, which was supposed to oppose it. But did he do that? No. You know, they're just a bunch of criminals.
I think somebody need to send Mitch McConnell a letter and force him to answer it publicly. And that question would be, when did you make your wrong turn and decide to throw your lot in with a bunch of scumbags?
And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, you can go to the John Birch Society, and they publish a constitutional index, or a freedom index, of how every congressman and every senator voted on, you know, whatever bills were voted on and passed in their legislative session. And his constitutional, this is the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, was 30%. So he voted three times, you know, to defend the Constitution out of 10. The other seven times he voted against things that were unconstitutional. This is our Republican leader. These are our conservatives. Conservatives in name only.
You know what, Phil, back in the 90s, when some of us perhaps, at least I know for myself, were not really paying attention. Remember back when Clinton was reinventing government, quote unquote?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and don't you know that good old Newt Gingrich was calling his platform for the GOP the Contract for America?
Right.
So I think
he's the one that publicly came out and said, right after he voted for the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, that this gives away the sovereignty of the nation, that this is a big effing deal. Kind of just like what Joe Biden said when he, you know, took over the health care. Same exact quote.
So, yeah, back in the 90s, especially the early 90s, when after Poppy Bush left office, of course, it was all set up under Reagan, but that's when we really made the turn in this country from being a slave society that was still somewhat nationalistic to a globalized, quote-unquote, communitarian society because of all those free trade agreements, which, of course, is nothing more than a British mercantilist scheme to control trade zones. And this is what... and because of the contract clause called the Supremacy of Communitarian Law, this is how the Fortune 500 companies, the multinational companies based here in America, basically got together and figured out a way that they didn't have to pay as many taxes as a lowly person of the lower and middle classes, and they could conduct business, and they could hire out and contract with slave labor societies like China and Mexico and India and so forth, and you know, dispossess Americans completely from the land, and you know, force us all to work for between $8 and $14 an hour, which, you know, 5 years from now they may think that's too much.
No doubt.
But anyway, I should get off the phone because I might start drinking more coffee and get riled up like you.
Well, thanks for your call, Lark, and we've got to go back to break now. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And as I said today, you know, in my opinion, the largest, single, most important issue in the United States today has been since 1930 is the bankruptcy of the United States of America corporate trust. And, of course, along with that bankruptcy comes the bankruptcy of Great Britain, France, Germany, and most of Europe. And, of course, this bankruptcy has been obfuscated. It's been hidden. And it's been hidden behind a whole bunch of stuff.
And I've never heard ever mentioned in the mainstream media that the United States of America has declared bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy has never been resolved. And I'd like to take calls, and I'd like to have people call in and comment on the bankruptcy of the United States. Are you aware of it? Do you know that all courts in the United States are basically bankruptcy courts? Everyone in those courts is either a creditor or a debtor. And whenever you're being sued for, credit card monies or anything like that, if you go to court, you never get to face your accuser, because your accuser is a nameless, faceless international banker who you're not supposed to know about, that, you know, you're a fiduciary who's supposed to pay, the bills of the United States. And I found some other stuff that I find tremendously amazing. And that is that in his pleadings, and I mentioned these pleadings earlier in the show, Jerry has issued a motion for discovery. And of all his motions, and you can again find these, this is what, some of the stuff that is at freedom-school.com under Jerry Kirk. This one is E-A, and it's a motion for discovery. And, of course, there's a lot of legal language. Comes now the defendant by and through his or her attorney, Stephen D. Ralph, for his or her motion for discovery. And it goes on to quote Brady versus Maryland, United States versus Argus, and United States versus Bagley. And he reserves in his motion for discovery, he wants the names, home addresses, telephone numbers, and employment of all persons that the prosecuting attorney intends to call as a witness at the trial of this cause and nature, substance, and source of their information and testimony. And he goes on to say that he wants all written transcripts, all tapes, all videotapes, a copy of the police notes, the case file, all reports or statements of experts made in connection with the case, any record of prior criminal convictions of the defendant, co-defendants, or any persons whom the prosecuting attorney intends to call as a witness at any hearing or at the trial of the cause. He goes on to say any books, papers, documents, photographs, tangible objects which the prosecuting attorney intends to use in the trial or hearing, any all records and information showing prior misconduct or bad acts committed by any state witness, the exact nature and substance of any and all considerations of promises of leniency, immunity, or any other consideration given to or made on behalf of any state witness or person providing information to the authorities. I thought that was a pretty good one. All prosecutions, investigations, or possible prosecutions pending which could be brought against any state witness or person providing information to the authorities. And we're to the end of our first hour. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is June 19th, 2010.